Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, hi Hillary. Hi Caroline.
Hello.
I went to a party last night and 90% of the people were smoking and vaping. And I was like, this is so funny because I literally told everybody, I was like, I'm having a podcast about these two girls who started Quit with Jones. Because I just can't believe how everybody, we all know it's so bad, but everybody smokes or vapes.
Yeah, that is perfect timing. And even anecdotally, it feels like more people do it than what the stats show. And like, we can get into that later, but exactly what you're saying, like, Caroline and I live in New York, and if you go out to any bar, any party, any concert, mm-hmm. it's at least every other person. It feels like everyone. It's crazy.
It's everyone.
What were you going to say, Caro?
No, I was going to say, we've heard that like the estimates are 2 billion people use nicotine daily.
2 billion?
That's what they think.
Worldwide. Yeah.
Worldwide, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I mean, like this age group, I would assume is lower than the party you were at. Maybe not. I don't know what kind of parties you're going to, but the most recent data shows that for 21 to 24 year olds, 44% have vaped in the past month or in the past week, And in the past month, it's 52.6%. So over half have vaped in the last month.
Almost half
in the past week. What I was saying before, like, I think anecdotally, just from going out and about, it seems like it might even be higher than that in reality.
It has to be. I mean, there's a vape in everybody's hand. I've never gotten into vaping, but I am somebody who gets drunk and like loves a cheeky cig. And that comes from my dad was a dentist who smoked cigarettes.
A lot of doctors do, which is so surprising. You know,
my husband's mother was in the hospital sick in Italy. We spent a lot of time in the hospital there, and there's a smoking section outside for the doctors and the nurses.
It's so crazy.
It's really wild. So, you know, and doing my research on, like, you guys did an Instagram post that really like cut to me where it was like, you can drink and not smoke. And that to me just feels like impossible. And then I have this horrible like guilt cycle where I'll drink, I'll be having a good time. And then I'll be like, oh, I want it. Like someone will smoke. And then I'm like, oh, I want a cigarette. And then I'll wake up at like 2 a.m. with like the smell, you know, I'll like wash myself down, but I can still taste it in my mouth, or I'll smell it on my hands. And I'll have this guilt spiral and I'll be like, I can feel it in my lungs. Like I'm a mom. Like what if something happens? Like I got a Pronuvo scan because I had so much anxiety about having lung cancer from taking cigarette puffs. So I definitely feel like this is a collective thing that a lot of us are experiencing, and we all know that it's bad. And so I really appreciate what you guys have done. I mean, you have like the cutest, chicest branding and company that can like really walk you with, like hold your hand through this entire process. So I want to talk about where both of you are from. I know you're childhood best friends, and like really the genesis of the company.
Yeah, definitely. To start, I want to say quickly that like, I am so impressed by your control with nicotine. Like if I only smoked when I was drunk, I would be very proud of myself.
In my 20s, I like would wake up, and when I lived in New York and went to art school, I was like, I'd smoke on my like walk to school.
Yeah.
But no, a daytime cig would make me, I couldn't handle that. I would pass out.
Well, both of us actually, I think we would only ever have like a cigarette on occasion if we were out. And that's actually how vaping started for both of us too, was just like social events. And then it turned for me into like a very quickly a habitual habit that was all day, every day. But I guess to get into our background, we're both from LA and we met when we were 7 or 8 years old. We go back and forth on a soccer team, actually.
Cute.
Yeah.
Where in LA are you guys from?
From Santa Monica.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we met on the soccer team, but then we like both played flute. So we were in orchestra together and then we went to the same high school and then we ended up going to college together. We lived in the same house for 3 years and then now we live on the same street in Brooklyn. So
we go way back.
Yeah. Back to like organizing our after prom and like getting fake IDs for all of our friends when we're 16. We've always been
amazing,
like wanting to work together and like always just doing crazy things. So it's been a fun ride.
And what were you both doing before you started Quit with Jones?
I was a product manager at a software company. So I did the whole tech thing. I lived in San Francisco. I worked at a company called Atlassian and I was a senior PM for them. I was there for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And left last year to work on Jones.
Amazing. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you.
And then I worked in politics. So doing something like that has a social benefit has always been something I wanted to do long term. Politics was really depressing.
I'm sure.
I mean, it was just such a sad process, but I started a super PAC with a friend from college. It was really interesting, but it felt like you couldn't necessarily see your impact just because it's like such a complicated system and the amount of money in it for for everything. It's just, it's hard to actually gauge what you've done and if that's made an impact. And I think doing something like Jones made a lot of sense in terms of being connected to a mission and wanting to start something that had a positive impact.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you're a longtime listener, you probably know that I've been drinking AG1 for almost 3 years. I started drinking AG1 because I feel like I just needed some sort of baseline for my health. And there's nothing better because AG1 is truly a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health.
Even my mom and my husband have started drinking AG1, and they always tell me how much better they feel, that they have a burst of energy, that they feel like no matter what they do during the day, which is like what I always say, that no matter what decision you've made or what you've chosen to ingest or not ingest, regardless of all of that, you have this incredible baseline for your body that helps with your gut health, that helps with your stress level, helps feel like everything is more manageable. And I noticed that my mom has this kind of like lightness about her. You know, she didn't really have like the best nutrition practices. And so it was important for me to give her something. And she's not someone who's going to take a bunch of different things. And this is truly an unbelievable solution. AG1 is the supplement that I trust for myself and my family to provide the support that our bodies all need every day. And that's why they've been a partner of mine for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/best. That is drinkag1.com/best. Check it out. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company that makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. So whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. They are the number one meal kit for eating clean. Let Green Chef take the work out of eating clean this holiday season with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes featuring fresh ingredients and nothing artificial. They have recipes featuring lean proteins, which are my favorite, like turkey, sockeye salmon, tilapia, scallops, and shrimp, with certified organic whole fruits and vegetables and eggs, and plenty of whole grain options. And if you're looking to stock up on functional snacks and clean beverages to energize you through the end of the year, the Shop Green bundles are now available at the Green Market. It's your one-stop shop for nutritious grab-and-go breakfasts, including vegan options. They have fabulous brunch kits, wholesome lunches, ready-to-eat snacks, veggie sides, and more, so you can easily add on to your weekly order, like with one click. Eat clean the delicious way this December with flavor-packed recipes. My personal favorite is the buttery lemon garlic shrimp. They have harissa apricot chicken, which like I am so obsessed with all three of those things. I'm a big like chicken girl, but I'm obsessed with harissa, so that dish is fabulous. They have maple butternut squash risotto. They have sriracha tamari beef bowls, which are just fantastic. You know, for me, they like really fit exactly what I need to support my PCOS. I love lean protein. I need a little bit of grain. I always try to eat organic, but I want something that's interesting. And that's what we really love about Green Chef, is you're eating good food and you're eating so well. They deliver everything you need right to your door. Nourish your body with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes packed with clean ingredients that support your healthy lifestyle. Go to greenchef.com/60pia and use code 60pia to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Can you believe that? So you're going to go to greenchef.com/60pia, the number 60, and use code 60, the number 60pia, to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Did you two, I mean, you like just for, because I mean, I feel like more than half of our listeners are aspiring entrepreneurs. Did you do a round of fundraising? Did you save up and use your own money? I mean, you guys have incredible products and really incredible branding. It seems like you have a pretty magical team put together.
Thank you so much. We had an interesting journey because just as entrepreneurs, during COVID, our first project together was actually a sleep and loungewear brand. So that's kind of how we got our feet wet and sort of tested out working together. It was unisex linen loungewear sets. We're not working on that anymore, but it was, that was our first like shot at entrepreneurship when we were like, okay, actually we like this. We really like working together, but maybe sleep in loungewear isn't as big of a problem with as big of an impact as what we hoped for or what we saw for ourselves in the long run. So then when we came up with the idea for Jones, I think immediately it felt right that we were like, we're the right people at the right time to solve this problem and make a positive impact here in a way that nothing else we had worked on before really felt as motivating. And so just because we had quit vaping ourselves and we saw how many of our friends and how many young people were hooked and just how much this was needed, we were like, okay, we really want to work on something that people need and a real problem that we could make big health and like public health impact on. So that was sort of like the journey of us starting to work together. And then just in terms of how the company grew, we participated in some of the entrepreneurial offerings from Caroline's MBA program. Oh, he went to NYU Stern. So we did like their startup boot camp and their startup sprint. And then we got into their accelerator program.
Amazing.
And that was our first amount of funding. So last summer we did the startup accelerator at NYU and we ended up winning the competition at the end of that, which was really exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. And that was a really great start for us because it got the word out about the brand a little bit. It got us some introductions to investors. And then the following month, we raised our pre-seed, which was $1.1 million. And we were actually oversubscribed on that. We were like, let's see if we can raise $1 million. And then we were like turning people down, which was crazy. We were like, how did we get here? We started working on this 5 months ago. So that was the ride. Anything to add, Caroline? Did I miss anything?
So what I would say is, for anyone who's interested in starting something, I think you have this with your husband. Having a co-founder on any project, I think, is huge. Yeah. And Hillary and I have extremely different skill sets, which has made our relationship like so much stronger because it feels like we have divided up our tasks and who owns what really based on each other's strengths. And it's really nice to feel like you trust someone completely and that the pieces of the business that they're running and handling, you can feel like rest assured that like they are doing the best possible job. So I think that that has been a huge reason why working together has been so great.
It's so funny because I think that people, you know, obviously have a wide variety of experiences when it comes to working with friends. But I truly think if you are really communicative and you really understand each other's skill sets, like it should ultimately be something that's like so beneficial for everybody. I mean, I couldn't imagine having like a co-founder that's like not close to me, you know, that's not like that I don't have like an intimate relationship with already, because ultimately it's your entire life. It's like this is, I'm sure this is your 24 hours of your day. Almost you're working on this.
Completely. I could not imagine doing it with a stranger. I feel so lucky that we've known each other for such a long time.
The element of trust from being friends for so long has been so important to always, like, even when we disagree, assuming the best of each other. Where I think if you don't have that initial deep level of trust, where like, I don't think Caroline's trying to screw me over. Like, I don't think there's never like conflict where we're wondering what each other's motivations are, where I feel like that would be really difficult to do if you didn't know someone as well. You're like, I just met this person in my business school class. Like, how do you trust them on that deep of a level? And I think like starting a company has such high highs and such low lows. Like, who else do you want to celebrate with but your best friend when you realize you've closed a round? Or like when things are not going as planned and you're having a really hard day, like it's so nice to have each other there. And it's not to say that it hasn't been difficult. I think our friendship has 100% evolved and we've had to do a lot of work on communication and a lot of maintenance on the relationship because it puts strain on your friendship and your friendship has to change and grow. But I think at the end of the day, like we wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. And it's worth that extra effort to maintain the relationship because there are all of those benefits of starting a company with your friend.
Do you feel like either one of you need to make an effort to like do just normal friend stuff where you're not talking about work?
Oh my God. Yeah.
We have time scheduled in our calendar for friend hangout.
Cute.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's impossible to even just get a dinner together where suddenly you don't talk about work. So it's definitely a concerted effort to say like, okay, let's do this. And it's completely not work related.
Yeah. When I worked for a company for a really long time where the founder became like my whole life and like one of my best friends. And like, I don't know, like when I would get in the car to drive home, or when I lived in New York, I would walk home, or I would like go get dinner with her after work. And like, it felt nice to talk about work with somebody who also works with me and is my friend. Like she would give me advice. There was something really, you know, you want to get things out of your brain sometimes. And somebody who doesn't work with you is obviously never going to understand.
Completely. One thing that we wanted to touch on was, I'm so glad you like our design, but something you probably didn't know is that the olive oil can that you guys designed was actually a big inspiration for us.
No.
It was included in, so we really wanted the packaging to have like almost a retro feel to it, because the first time nicotine replacement therapy was studied was in the 60s. Mm-hmm. It was studied with Swedish submariners. And I think so much of nicotine nowadays are these products that promise health and safety, but they are not studied. They have no research behind them and they're just introduced as like a safer alternative, but we don't know that to be true. Mm. And so we wanted to make sure our packaging touched on the fact that our product has been researched for 50 years. Of clinical trials. And so when we were looking at Apothecary and like kind of more retro packaging, yours was one that stood out to us as really beautiful. We actually sent it over to our design team as inspo.
Oh, thank you.
I remember Caroline being like, wait, this is a new olive oil brand. I thought this had been around for like 50 years. It looks so classic and chic. We were like, no, this is Pia's brand. This is such a funny, like just small world. And felt kind of meant to be. I'm glad you brought that in, because it's
honored. Davide drew the first tin with like the Godfather in mind. Like we had just watched the Godfather and he was like, I want it to look like the cafe in the Godfather, like that where Apollonia's dad owns, and it's still there. We go there when we're in Sicily. It's like so funny. But he pulled like references from that. And then our friend Harvey, who does like the Flamingo Estate stuff, like quickly like made it, like mocked it up because we didn't have the computer skills. I actually just redesigned it. It looks very similar, but I just did like a custom font. And like, instead of the little flowers around, it's kind of like a hand-drawn line, because it was like, those flowers don't really have a lot of meaning to us. And I don't want to use them on anything else. And I wanted these like hand-drawn elements from these like old Sicilian magazines that we collect. So, I mean, that's like such an honor, because it's such a personal, you know, what's funny about what you do is like, you put things out into the world, but because you're not really having it's because I'm not in a store and I'm not seeing human, and I'm sure you feel this way, it's almost like you forget that people might be consuming your product. So when I hear that people like buy it or like have it or like reference it, I'm just like, what? Like, how is that real? Like, it seems like impossible to me somehow.
It's also, I think, easy to be so critical of your own product because you see it all day, every day.
Of course.
So whenever I hear someone think like, love our branding, it makes me so excited, because I think we're constantly in like, what can we improve on mode? So mm-hmm. I'm sure, yeah, you're changing your packaging and it's like good to know that someone sees it and thinks it's beautiful.
Well, and to your point of being like blown away when someone uses your product, we had a really funny moment last month where a friend of ours was in Amsterdam and sent us a photo of someone walking down the street carrying our tote bag.
Adorable.
And we were just shocked. We were like, how did this get to Amsterdam? Who is this person with our tote bag? Like, we hadn't even launched yet. We had just sent out like a few early things. And we're like, how did our tote bag get to Amsterdam?
Isn't it the craziest feeling? It's just one of the best feelings in the world.
Yeah.
It was so exciting. It's like, it blows your mind. You're like, wow, somebody bought this and brought it across the world?
Yeah.
What?
What are each of your, before we talk about like the science and the process, I'd like to know each of your like quitting stories.
You want to start, Hills? I'm happy to, whatever works.
I feel like you go first because chronologically you quit first.
Yeah, that's true. So I had tried, I guess, back up a little bit. I would smoke on occasion in college, not frequently, never during the day, never sober. Like I was saying, out and drinks, I would smoke, but it was never something I thought of as a problem. And then right after college, I remember being at a party in New York City and my friend had a Juul and I tried it. And my first reaction was like, this is way too strong. I can't believe anyone uses this. And within a few days, I had gone out and purchased one.
You were like, give me the Juul.
I was like, that's amazing. And my rule with it was like, I'll only use it on weekends. And I think that lasted about 2 weeks maybe, and maybe less. Then I was using it on a daily basis. I was at a political tech startup at the time. And so we were allowed to vape in the office, which was dangerous. So it really encouraged it. I think people used it as a stimulant and used it to help with like boredom. And so I just got super addicted. I tried to quit about a million times pre-COVID, but had been unsuccessful. Every time I'd try and cold turkey, I couldn't do it. I'd go out and buy another Juul. And then I got home in 2020 to quarantine with my parents, and my mom's a doctor. So I tried to cold turkey. I threw away my Juul right as I boarded the plane, and I got home to LA and was just super irritable, really agitated. And within a few hours, my mom could tell something was not right. And so she just kept asking, like, what's going on with you? Why are you acting so strange and anxious? And the next day I finally caved and I just told her, I've been trying to cold turkey quit for the last 48 hours and I'm miserable. And so it was at that point that she took me to a pharmacy and got me Nicorette, which was what she says she recommends to all of her patients who are trying to quit, and that it makes the experience of withdrawal much more manageable. And that was what I used. And it was such a massive relief to finally have something that actually was like making the reduction of nicotine so much easier than it was when I just got like slammed in the face by cold turkey.
Yeah.
That I was actually able to make it stick. And so I recommended Hillary try NRT products, and that's actually what helped her quit as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And so talk to me about the genesis of your products and your lozenges, and like, how do you go about developing a nicotine product? Like there must be like insane laws around that. Like it's not like something anyone can just make. It's not like a food or something. So what, how do you even go about formulating something like that?
I think the initial idea started with that first purchase. It was really just like an extremely shameful experience. I found the packaging horrendous.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed to put it in my purse. I care a lot about like
aesthetics
and making very specific purchase decisions. And this was one that I was like, I love the effectiveness of the product. I absolutely hate everything about the purchasing, the use of the product. I don't like the way any of this looks or feels. And it was interesting to me that the process of purchasing Nicorette or any NRT over the counter is almost more embarrassing than buying a vape or buying cigarettes.
Like, totally.
You feel terrible when you go to the counter and they are like, oh, you young person need help quitting? What's wrong with you? So there was just this whole issue with the process and the product itself. And once Hillary was undergoing that process herself, that's kind of where we began having these conversations about, like, how do we make this a better experience? And why is this so awful? And so we can get into more of the details of the actual getting into pharma companies and getting those contracts and all of that. But I want to open it up to you, Hillary, if you want to share a bit about your quitting journey.
Oh, yeah, I can do that too. So we started dueling around the same time. It was 2017. We had both just graduated from Penn, and the Juul was like this new, sleek, sexy thing. I was living in San Francisco. I didn't even know that Caroline had started dueling, but I started seeing it everywhere. They were based in San Francisco, so it really took off there pretty quickly. And it was the same thing. Like, I was never a smoker. I actually have two family members who died from smoking-related cancer. So smoking was a no-go for me. Like, I had taken puffs of cigarettes when I was drunk and out here and there, but it was not a habit by any means. And then when the Juul was everywhere in San Francisco, I was like, oh, well, this thing seems kind of harmless. Like, it's for the way people quit. Like, this isn't bad. Like, I'll do it.
Yeah, because it was marketed to quit cigarettes.
Yeah, like, this was supposed to help people quit smoking. So how could it be that bad for you if it's supposed to help you quit smoking? So that's how I rationalized it to myself. I was like, oh, well, if this is how people are quitting, then, like, this is fine. And I think deep down, we all knew, like, this is probably not great, but no one really wanted to address that. And I was actually pretty good at keeping it just on the weekends, maybe for like a year, year and a half. Like, I would just do it on the weekends. This is also embarrassing. The first time I ever had my own Juul in possession was actually because my boyfriend at the time found one. And this was pre-COVID. So, like, people were less concerned with germs back then. Oh, but he found one on the ground and was like, oh my gosh, a Juul. We should try this. And I think I was like, that's gross, but if you want to keep it, you can keep it. And then he had it and we got new pods. So you, like, switch out the pod. So just the device itself we kept. And then that sort of crossed the mental barrier of, like, I only hit my friends, to now, like, oh, we have our own. And
this is when you buy your own, you're like, ooh. Like, it feels like you're not actually participating if you didn't buy the product.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just like, oh, I'm out and my friend puts this in my face, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take a puff. Totally. Why not? So then we had our own, and, like, I would hit it occasionally, but it really wasn't until COVID that my habit got really bad, because then we were working from home and I could do it all day long. And I lived with two other people who were also vaping, and that really fueled all of us to, like, egg each other on and normalize it. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're living with other people who are doing it, it's really hard to quit. And it's really easy to go down a rabbit hole of, like, oh, this is fine, we're all in it together. And then towards maybe like a year into COVID, I was like, I really want to quit, and spent like a year trying to quit every weekend. It was like every single Monday, I'd be like, this is my last one, and, like, throw my vape in the river and then buy a new one the next day. And, like Caroline mentioned, I moved to New York and was simultaneously trying to quit. And we started talking about it, and we were working on that other company together at the time. And she was like, oh, have you tried nicotine replacement therapy? Like, I know it looks lame, but it really works. And I was like, are you sure? Like, Nicorette? That's what my grandma takes. Like, I don't totally want that. And then I tried it and I was like, okay, there's something here. And I actually noticed as I started buying it more that the mints that we liked kept being sold out. And I was like, like, maybe people are also buying this thing. And then Caroline was the first one who was like, maybe we should actually work on this for real. Like, this is a much bigger problem. And then that's where we started talking about, like, okay, how do we make a better Nicorette? And that's where it started. But then it evolved after we talked to more friends and potential customers and medical experts of, like, this doesn't just need to be a better Nicorette. This needs to be a holistic approach to quitting.
Yeah.
It can't just be nicotine gum or nicotine mints or patches. It needs to be community. It needs to be accountability. It needs to address all of the other stuff that comes with quitting. And no one else was doing that. So pretty quickly.
No, you guys have really have, like, core pillars, lifestyle. You created a lifestyle brand around this, really.
Yeah.
Which is truly incredible because you have, I mean, you guys talk about how, like, repeatedly how community is, like, one of the core pillars of the brand. And that's something that, like, makes me feel, you know, you're getting your community from smoking, right? Like, you've thought, so to replace it with a different community, like, seems very obvious. And that nicotine, the Nicorette purchase is so, like, okay, just do this, but there's no help there. But you guys really, I mean, you have the app, you have texting help. So, I mean, it really seems like you've done a whole, I mean, clearly, like, 360 view here of, like, truly how to get somebody to quit and providing them with, like, the most help and information possible.
Well, something we found that was, like, a big eye-opening moment is our chief medical advisor is Dr. Khan. He works at UCSF and he's an addiction expert and in psychiatry. He's a
distinguished fellow of addiction medicine.
Cool.
And he said to us that one of the big problems with quitting is that oftentimes people only consider the physiological symptoms of withdrawal, but 50% of the battle is completely psychological and habit-based. So I think that was a big aha moment for us. And then, as we kind of touched on earlier, the fact that we have very, like, diversified skill sets really made this possible for us, because Hillary had all of this experience in digital and in tech. So she completely heads up all of this community, digital, behavioral health side, whereas I've started focusing more on the product specifically. So having kind of this two-pronged approach to launching the business, really, like, being able to work it in parallel streams was so much more efficient than if we were both just product people or just digital.
Yeah. Who else is on, like, your team who helps, like, decide the, like, you've clearly done, like, a lot of research. So, I mean, who's your team that helps you put together all the things that you know you need scientifically?
Yeah. So most of the scientific stuff comes from Dr. David Kahn, our medical advisor. Mm-hmm. I also studied cognitive neuroscience undergrad. So,
oh, cool.
Kind of like what Caroline was saying, where this felt like a really great division of skills. Like, he is so brand oriented and, like, really good at figuring out what looks right and what direction we need to move in terms of creative. And then I have more of this, like, neuroscience and psychology background combined with my experience in technology, building out software tools. So it felt like this sort of perfect match of, like, okay, I'll take on all of the habit formation, all of the more scientific pieces around, like, why does NRT work? What should the program look like? How can we support people in a way that's really addressing this psychological piece? And then Caroline is, like, amazing at branding and creative. And then she owns all the physical product. And, like, Dr. Connor, medical expert, like, kind of goes across both to make sure that everything is just, like, accurate and that we're using, like, the same model for dependency as what doctors use in a doctor office. So when we have our quiz on our website and we recommend products to you, that's based on what your doctor would ask you. And then in terms of other people on our team, we have a head of marketing, we have a marketing associate, and then we have, like, interns and dev contractors who built out the app and the website, but full-time, it's actually only four of us.
But
I think big company, I think over-hiring is, like, the biggest mistake every company makes. It's insane to me.
It's definitely been good to have it lean. We definitely rely on our legal counsel. I don't want to forget about them. So they have been a big help. And then our manufacturer, obviously, has been hugely helpful.
Explain the onboarding process of Jones. Like, what happens if I want to quit? Like, you said you have a really amazing quiz. So that clearly is, like, step one, right?
Yeah. So step one is the quiz. If you want to figure out, how much NRT do I need? Do I even want to use NRT and get started on the behavioral support? And all of it is built with a lot of inspiration from cognitive behavioral therapy, from positive psychology, and from what doctors actually use when they're assessing their patients. So in the quiz, we ask you questions about your motivation for quitting. We ask you about your current usage. And then at the end, we recommend what NRT would be the most effective for you. And then we put you on a text program track and put all of the information from the quiz into your app profile. So then immediately when you finish the quiz, we start texting you every day with habit formation exercises, tips, like templates for how you can start slowly disentangling all the habits that come with vaping and building new habits. And our whole approach is really centered on small incremental changes that add up over time to create lasting behavioral change. And then if you go into the app, like your motivation, your money saved, your puffs not taken, all of that goes in based on what you told us in the quiz. So you can see over time, like, oh my God, I've saved $1,000.
No, the money saving, it gave me such a flashback. I can't remember what some book came out. This is like, I'm rewinding to like 15 years ago when I lived in New York, and I used to always go to the same one bar, and everyone at that bar were my like really good friends. My girlfriend was a bartender there, and like they were all trying to quit smoking, and they were tracking how much money they were saving not smoking. And that was the motivation behind it, because they had like read some book, and in the book it said if you just even track that, you know, they were all like broke and young. And so adding up the financial aspect of it was like, she was like, if there's no bigger motivation, it's like I saved like $300 on cigarettes. It's like, oh my God, I love that you include that in the, I mean, you really like check every single box. It's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. The average vapor spends $126 a month. Wow. So over a year, that's over $1,500. And when we look at our quiz data,
I was just about to say, like, what do you learn from the, you must have so much data from those quizzes.
Yeah. So the main motivation for people is their health and wellness. That's number one by far. But then we ask, are there any other things you want to focus on? And then save money is always number two. So 53% of people say that improve health and wellness is their number one motivation. But then 57% say that saving money is number two. So they really do go hand in hand. It's like you want to do it for your health, but then like having a couple thousand dollars back in your pocket goes a long way if you're 22 years old. Like that's a lot of money for like the people who are currently vaping.
Wait, so 53% say that their motivation is health. What are the other reasons people quit?
So 27% say that they want to live without dependence on their vape. So just the feeling of like, I need this thing and I can't go anywhere without it. 10% say save money as your number one reason. 4.4% to sleep better. 4% because they're planning to have a baby, and then 1.5% to other.
The baby, always.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, numbers wise, it's smaller here, but like when we do customer interviews, everyone says like, I will quit by the time I'm 30, or I will quit by the time I have kids. It just comes up again and again.
Tell you this, nothing makes you want a fucking cigarette more than a fucking toddler running around at the end of the day. So I would say that is not like the bad moms club. Like I remember like after I had Carmella, like going to a party and like there was just like a bunch of like hot, cute mom. Like I was just like, oh my God, bad moms club. Like you have this idea when you're pregnant, you're like, oh, I'm entering this new chapter of my life. Like I'm not going to do these bad things. But like bad moms club pops up very quickly because having a child is stressful. And like, you know, like I think it goes from being social to them being stressful, but then that stress bond is then now another like social aspect of it, which is so funny.
I mean, I think the height of my vaping was when I had a puppy. I was 8 years old. What do I do with this thing?
It was like Ben Afflecking yourself with a puppy in the background. That's so funny. Okay, so what do you guys think, you know, what's next for the brand? I mean, it must just be like, it seems like you have everything really dialed. So like, what are you focusing on? I'm sure, is it like new customer acquisition?
So we are really excited about customer acquisition. I think getting the brand out there, top of funnel awareness is really important to us. We want to make sure that anyone who wants to quit knows that we're here and available, and that all of the behavioral support tools are completely free. If people just want a tool to track, like we have that, we have a texting program.
That's all free. So you only charge for the product.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
And I just think we want to really be top of mind when people decide that they want to quit, or even if they're starting to think about it. A big reason for us wanting to make this, I think, was to destigmatize quitting. This idea of building something that truly is judgment-free was really important. Like, all of our other vices pretty much are accepted in moderation. And we've seen a huge shift in diet culture from like cut everything out to it's okay to have sweets. You're not going to cut everything out. Just don't eat 50 yeah. brownies. And I think that same idea we really wanted to implement with Jones, which is if your goal is to reduce, we also want to be able to support that. If your goal is, you know, I want to be able to go out and enjoy vaping socially on occasion, but not every day, we want to support that. And then if you're someone who completely wants to be off nicotine, we also want to help you make that happen. So I think getting the word out that we're here to support whatever works for you as an individual is something that we're trying to do right now.
I mean, I feel like I want to scream it from the rooftops because it's such a chic, cool brand. I mean, outside of the fact that it's successful and highly functional and feels so supportive, it's like just so aesthetically pleasing. Like the Instagram is so good. I was like, damn, you guys are really checking all the boxes over here. Like it's so good. So, I mean, I just want to say congratulations to the two of you, because I also think, you know, hopefully one day this will be something that gets like, you know, gets brought to like high schools and colleges and gets like really to the youth. And it seems like you guys are really providing a service for people that is like extremely necessary in a very fun way. And that doesn't, it seems like that would be impossible, but you've married those two things really beautifully.
Thank you.
That means so much coming from you, because you're the geekest ever. So that really means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. No, really. I mean, the whole, everything, the packaging, the name is like the logos, the font. I mean, the whole thing, like it's, everything is really, really beautiful.
Thank you. And I think on the long term of like bringing it to schools and other people like that, we've seen that Juul in the past couple of years has actually spent $2 billion in settlement funding. So legal fees going to school districts, going to city governments, wow. going to state governments. And so there are all of these public sector organizations that are going to need prevention and cessation programs. Yeah. And it's totally on our roadmap to, at the very least, with our app and our text program, try to provide that as a service for young people and have it spread out more broadly. Like even if you're not buying NRT, I think all of our digital products can support people in a way that's really scalable and really needed too. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think we 100% want to support schools and cities and things like that.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time. I will link in the description, obviously, the Instagram, the app is available where? Anywhere where apps are downloaded?
Yeah, I think anywhere. Yes.
Amazing.
Apple App Store and Google Play. And yeah, the app is free. Yeah.
Amazing.
I guess that's everything. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, ladies, so much. I'm so excited to share all this with everybody, because fuck, everybody I know is a vapor or a smoker. It's not good.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.